And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. Michigan health officials are encouraging parents to make sure their children's vaccinations are up to date before the new school year begins. The reminder comes as measles cases across the United States have reached their highest level in 35 years, already exceeding the total number reported during all of 2025, with several months still remaining this year. During a virtual media briefing scheduled for Thursday morning, representatives from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Frannie Strong Foundation, and other public health organizations will discuss the importance of routine childhood immunizations before students return to the classroom. Officials are also expected to address Michigan's school vaccine waiver rate, which reached 6.2% in 2024, the highest level recorded in more than a decade. They will remind parents that school immunization information is available online and encourage families to review their children's records before classes begin. Health experts say infants, young children, and people with weakened immune systems remain the most vulnerable to serious illness from vaccine-preventable diseases, including measles. Dog owners in Bad Axe have something to wag their tails about as construction is now underway on the city's long-awaited dog park at Wilcox Park. Crews are actively working on the project following approval from the Bad Axe City Council earlier this month. The new off-leash dog park will secure fencing, a water station, waste disposal stations, and benches or picnic tables for pet owners. The project carries a budget of up to $19,000 and is designed to provide a safe, dedicated space where residents can exercise and socialize their dogs. The addition marks a significant milestone for the community, as a dog park has been discussed in Bad Axe for more than a decade, with earlier proposals delayed by funding concerns and project cost. City officials have now moved forward with a scaled and affordable plan that meets the recreational needs identified by their residents. The project also aligns with the city's 2026-2030 Parks and Recreation Plan, which highlighted strong public interest in adding a dog park and expanding recreational opportunities throughout the community. Survey responses collected during the planning process identified a dog park as one of the improvements residents wanted to see in Bad Axe Park system. Located in the northeast portion of the city, Wilcox Park already features a community center, playground, pavilion, volleyball court, picnic areas, walking space, and access to the Bad Axe Creek. The addition of a fenced dog park is expected to further enhance the park's appeal for local families and visitors alike. While there has not been an official opening date announced, construction is now in progress. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a package of bipartisan bills aimed at strengthening animal welfare and supporting shelters across Michigan. The new laws create a fundraising specialty license plate to help finance care for homeless and abused animals, including spay and neuter programs and support for animal shelters. Additional legislation requires people convicted of animal cruelty or neglect to pay restitution for an animal's care and prevents abused animals from being returned to those offenders. Governor Whitmer also signed a separate bill allowing limited recreational feeding of wildlife and birds near homes, provided it meets state and federal disease prevention guidelines. State officials say the measures are intended to improve animal welfare while easing overcrowding at shelters across the great state of Michigan. And we'll be right back after this brief promotional message with your obituaries.
Live Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time. And this is Tate Servance, and I have been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more.